besides being sponsored, again, by the wine glass, Le'ili Nishmas, Dira Chana Bas Sheth. This Abbas Rabbi Nassan describes that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son was Nifter, so his Talmidim came to Menachem. So the Chazal relate that Nichnas Rabbi Eliezer. First, Rabbi Eliezer came in. What did he say? He says, Rabbi, Ritzoncha, Omer Davar, Echad Lefanecha, would you like me to say something? Maybe help, you know, Menachem you? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, yes, Amor, say. So he said to him, Adam Arishon Ayalo Ben, Umeis, Adam Arishon had a son, who was Hevel, and he died. Mikibel alav Tanchumim, and he was Mekabel the Tanchumim, the consolation. So Afataka Bel Tanchumim. So you too, you should also Mekabel Tanchumim for your son. So he said back to him, Lo Dai, Lishani Mitzayer Beatzmi, Ela Shizkartali Tzaro Shel Adam Arishon. What are you? Bad enough, I have my own tsar. Now you're adding to it. Now, oh, now Adam Arishon, you have to, you know, remind me of his tsar also. Bad enough, I have my tsar. What do you bring the tsar of Adam Arishon? So after that, another Rav came in and to Menachem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said the same, almost the same exact dialogue. This time it was with Eov. He said, well, Eov lost his kids and he was Mekabel Tanchumim. Another one came in and said, well, Aaron HaKohen, he lost the kids and two kids, and he was Mekabel, etc. And each time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's comment was the same thing, is, what are you telling me about there? I have enough of my own tsar. You're bringing me these other tsars. Finally, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah came in. So as soon as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw that, he said, oh, he says, get my things ready to my bathing utensils, which is a kinui that, he said, he's going to be Menach, he's going to console me, I can tell right away, because he's somebody he's a great, great person of great stature. So what did he say? Eliezer ben Azariah came in, and he said, I want to give you a mashal. What's the mashal? He says, somebody received a deposit from the king. He says, let's say the king gives him his scepter or something. And he says, here, watch this, I'll be back in a week. He says, what do you think is going through this person's mind? Here he's holding the king's scepter. If anything would happen to that, you know, forget, lose it, anything, get damaged, he's a dead man. So he's shaking, you know, he can't sleep at night. He's holding that, you know, the king's scepter in his hand, and he's beside himself. I can't, every day in and day out. So finally, he returns it to the king, and, oh, you know, big relief. You know, I was able to return it, all clean, neat, unbroken, unscathed. So he said, so too, he says, you had a son that, your son that was just Nifter, he was a young man who you taught Torah to, and he learned Torah, and he'd be great, he became a Talmid Chacham in his own right. Okay, so you lost him, but at least he left the world clean. You know, you were given this Pikadon, like the Mashal, like, you know, the Hashem, the Mashal, the king, you know, he gave the scepter, Hashem gave you the son. And you took care of it, and like this person took care of the king's deposit, and you returned it clean. So you should be happy. You took the deposit, but nothing happened to it, and you gave back the deposit, which Hashem gave you, your son, totally clean, to back to Kosh Baruch. That's the Chazal. So I heard once say from Levinstein, he says, what's exactly the difference between the Tanchumi? Yeah, between the first, the Rabbanim that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not makabel their consolation, and that of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah's consolation. So he says like this, he gives also a mashal. He says, imagine a guy's walking down the street, and he sees $100. So which reminds me of a story, you know, guy's walking down the street, and he sees a dollar. So he says, oh, bends down, he picks it up, and looks at it, he throws it back down again, he continues walking with his friend. His friend says, I don't understand, well, found your dollar, you picked it up, and why'd you throw it down again? So he goes, he said, I thought it was a dollar, but then after I picked it up, I saw after the one, there were two zeros, so I just threw it down. Anyway, so this man lost $100, And he's upset. You know, can imagine, $100, a lot of money. He continues walking along, and then all of a sudden he sees something on the side of the road. He bends down, picks it up. It's $200. He lost $100, but he found $200. Now, what's his reaction? The guy is not so happy. His friend turns to him and goes, "Why aren't you happy? You just found yourself $200. He said, "And didn't you just like lose $100? Now you got yourself $200. He goes, "Yeah, but had I not lost that $100, I would have $300 now." Okay, it's a sign now. It's a sign. It's true, right? You really say, like, what about three of you and lost the one? Now he only has two. He's got a point. On the other hand, let's change the different mushel. Let's say a guy was, he bought a whole bag of seeds. He says these vegetables, seeds or something. And goes to the, you know, store, buys his big bag, and he puts it behind him, behind his shoulder, and he's carrying and he's walking home. And he's walking all the way through the field, comes home, and it feels a little bit light, you know, this bag. And he looks inside, and he goes, "Oh, my God, there was a hole in the bottom." And the whole way as I'm walking home, seeds are gone. They fell through the hole. So he's upset and lost all these seeds that he bought. But then what happens, a few months later, he sees that all these seeds took root, and they grew, and he has a whole field of whatever it was, of these seeds. So, is he crying now about the hole? He said, no. He goes, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, now I see that hole was the best thing. Right? Because of that hole, I have this field full of these vegetables. Had I not had a hole, I wouldn't have that." Right? Whereas, the bad ends up being, that was the best thing. Whereas over here, like in the first case, you know, he loses $100. Very nice. He found $200, but that doesn't make up for the other $100. So too, that was the difference between the consolation. The first Rabbanim were saying, okay, you lost a son, but you can have another son. He says, very nice, I have another son. Very nice, but that doesn't help me. I still, what about my son? Right, so I'll have another. I lost $100. Oh, good, I found $200. It's very nice, but what about that first $100? Had I not lost my son, I would have two sons. I only have one. So big deal, I have another son. It's nice, but that doesn't help me. Whereas the consolation of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was saying, no, look, he says that the fact that your son was Nifter, says that was the best thing that could be. As he said in the Mashal, he came into this world, he had a tafkid to fulfill, and he did so. If he did, who knows, if he would continue living, you might have not be able to return your son clean to the next world. As it happens, he was sin-free when you returned him. So wonderful, he's going to go straight to Gan Eden. Had he lived longer, who knows? So it comes out that the death was the best thing. That was the greatest thing, the fact that he died at this point. Right? Did we see with the hole in the bag? That's the greatest thing in the end. He thought it was terrible, oh, hole in the bag, but that created the whole field full of vegetables. So too, this death was the greatest thing, because now you returned your son totally clean to the next world. It's a story. There was once a